the Kara Dav and set the Shabbos Dav Lama Hey, begin on the base, begin the taste of Masvah, as begins the words of the Gemara, Ela in Achila. Rather, it's regarding that of eating of the Truma. Rav Yosef can explain what's the difference in that small amount of time differential of that opinion of Rabbi Yosef. That is, the Gemara brought this, that was saying that Allah is like, one is like Rabbi Yehuda, one's like Rabbi Yosef, both are stringent. Rabbi Yosef is regarding the eating of the Truma. They did not eat the Truma by the sunset until the whole Ben Hashmashes is concluded, that of Rabbi Yosef, which is the later ship. The Taisis one, this kasha difficult. Shum Shiur reported the Haba Karafayim because of that small differential which the Gemara had said, yes, it's after that of Rabbi Yehuda. But his whole Ben Hashmash itself is like the blink of an eye. Well, how about Leila Mifsik Rabbi Yosef? That we didn't have to say that we're going to rule like Rabbi Yosef, not like Rabbi Yehuda, because what's the great ramification of a split second, of a nanosecond, in that you say that, oh, you can't eat Truma until Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda has the longest chair, so it starts earlier, and then, okay, but ending now, Rabbi Yosef, what, for that split second, we have to say we rule like Rabbi Yosef? And Tais explains, and he forewarns and answers. He says, but don't say the Kehara find Rabbi Yosef when Rabbi Yosef says that the Ben Hashmash is like the blink of an eye. Ain't a miyad after Ben Hashmash Rabbi Yehuda. No, that's not immediately after the, yes, like the Gemara says, it's after Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmash. But maybe it's not right after. But really, it's actually much later. Oh, so then there's a huge difference if we rule like Rabbi Yosef, because yes, his Ben Hashmash is like the blink of an eye, but his day goes much longer, and therefore it's going to be a much later share than that of Rabbi Yehuda. So he rejects that. You can't say that, because in Cain, if that would be the case, then Hadam Rabbi Yehuda b'chulu. And this, the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Yehuda, he said that the Ben Hashmash is Rabbi Yehuda during his Ben Hashmash, literally Rabbi Yosef, according to Rabbi Yosef, Kayanim Tevlin Bayer. The Kayanim are allowed to immerse themselves during. For Rabbi Yosef, during Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmashes, because for Rabbi Yosef, that's still considered daytime. That has places, but if you would say the answer is saying right now, then might you your Ben Hashmashes, why would you have to say that Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmashes, according to Rabbi Yosef, a lot of mercy, so then, what do you mean, even after Ben Hashmashes Rabbi Yehuda, what do you mean, it's not only during his Ben Hashmashes, even after his Ben Hashmashes, not the Kam Tevlin Rabbi Yosef. Even then, the Kam would be able to immerse according to Rabbi Yosef, because you're saying Rabbi Yosef's Ben Hashmashes only starts much later after Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmashes concludes. So then obviously that no, it must be that right after the Ben Hashmashes of Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yosef's Ben Hashmashes. And that's the finish that we're saying, but still in Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmashes, they're allowed to immerse themselves at that point in time. So we're back to the question. Since the Ben Hashmashes of Rabbi Yosef is only like the blink of an eye, what are you gaining by ruling like Rabbi Yosef? It's literally just adding on a split second from the Ben Hashmashes of Rabbi Yehuda. So the place in which we can tell you that the truth is that actually Rabbi Yosef's Ben Hashmashes does not start immediately after Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmashes. So then, that's like what we're answering, that there is a ramification of the share of eating truma only after Rabbi Yosef's Ben Hashmashes. But you cannot do it right after Rabbi Yosef's Ben Hashmashes. You have to wait a little bit. Now, but still, we have to say that there is a chiddush in the Kohanim being able to table Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmashes. We said, what do you mean, why? Then you could say even after the Ben Hashmashes. No, because, as Tanya says, the Einim HaSachar Kol Kach. No, it's not that much later after Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmashes. That would be enough to immerse oneself in that time period, in that gap between the two Ben Hashmashes. So therefore, no, if you tabled after the Ben Hashmashes, even for Rabbi Yosef, that would already be considered as nighttime, already past Erev Shemesh. So therefore, we have to say during his Ben Hashmashes, but it's not right after, so it's not just a split second, it is still a significant amount of time to say that we rule stringently regarding eating of Truma like Rabbi Yosef. Or Inami, another approach which you could say is that no, stop it, Koyla. No, they were in doubt. Is it that Rabbi Yosef's Ben Hashmashes starts right after Rabbi Yehuda's? Or it's much later after that? Oh, that's why we said that regarding the immersing, we said during Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmashes you could immerse. After that, we're not really sure about. At the same time, we have to say that we do rule stringently like Rabbi Yosef's Ben Hashmashes for regarding the eating of the Truma, because maybe that does continue later and we are stringent like that. We suspect that it's a bit later, not just right after the Ben Hashmashes. So therefore, we have to rule the Loyachlikam Truma Adavade Shlim Ben Hashmashes of Yisi to definitely conclude the Ben Hashmashes of Yisi, which is more later, not just immediately after the Ben Hashmashes, a bit more, because they weren't sure when is Yisi's terrified. So Taisa said to us that the Nafkiminum, and this, that you have to wait for the share of Reb Yisi's Ben Hashmashes of eating the Truma, even though it's seemingly right after, is either because that it's not right after, but it's just not enough of a terila, and therefore we said that only according to Bisi could you tell when the Yehuda is Benes Mashas, or no, they were in doubt, they didn't know, and therefore both are true. Is it right after, or was it a much after the Yehuda is Benes Mashas? The next tesis, the Rimasal tesis, starts with the words Hiksha Harab Repayus, which tesis can explain why did they say the halacha the way it's said in the Gemara. When we said one's like a Bisi, one's like a Yehuda. And then the Gemara said that regarding this machlekes of Bisi and Yehuda, we really both in stringent, which is that regarding the Yidin Yitruma, that would like a Bisi ben Ashbashas, which is much later. And regarding the Malach on Erev Shabbos, that would go like Rabbi Yehuda's share, which is much earlier. So both of them are stringently. But Hiksha, Rabbi Pirus asked that why are we saying that the ramification between these two different stringent rulings is for Rabbi Yisi ben Ashmashas, the eating of Truma. And for Rabbi Huda is specifically regarding Shabbos, but the B'Shabbos Guf have a Matzalim HaPil. What we could have said for both of them, their stringent interpretations, both regarding Shabbos. Halacha Rabbi Huda is B'Arab Shabbos, that starts earlier. Or Rabbi Yisi B'Mat Shabbos, and like Rabbi Yisi, that's for after Shabbos, for how late it goes. Chaylin and Truma, you could have said the same thing regarding Truma. Have a Matzalim, you could have said, not only are we saying like Rabbi Yisi, but also Halacha Rabbi Huda in Tevila. Tevila has to be earlier, has to go before nighttime. So, oh, that was stringent like Rabbi Yehuda. Well, Rabbi Yisli, not that way, like Rabbi Yisi, the other way the stringency, that has to be when it's definitely night, so that we go like Rabbi Yisi. So why do we pick one Truma and one Shabbos when both could be either both Shabbos or Truma? So in the Reed, it appears to the Reed, that this is what we said, that Allah said Yehuda regarding Shabbos and Yehuda regarding Truma, is because the Nichele Lashmin Revisa, because we want to say a Chiddush by both. Which is that fill of the Shabbos even regarding the laws of Shabbos Lechama, which is very stringent laws, still make Rabbi Yisi. Rabbi Yisi is leaning. Rishori lasa malacha ben Ashmash Rabbi, and he allows malacha to be done in what's considered ben Ashmash according to Rabbi Yehuda. However, we rule like him, like Rabbi Yehuda regarding Shabbos. But we wanted to say Rabbi Yisi disagrees. And the fill of a truma, and even by truma, they kill me Shabbos, which will lean the Shabbos. Ay, betruma dravon, or even by the rabbinic truma, we wanted to tell you that their machar of Yisrael is going to be stringent over there. The Le'achi Kehanim Ad Desholim Ben Ashmash, the day that Kem could not eat until it finishes. Ben Ashmash is a Chiddush in Rabbi Yisrael's opinion in both his dispute of Truma and of Shabbos. Truma, even though it's lenient, we're stringent like him. And regarding Shabbos, that he's being lenient, even though it's the laws of Shabbos, which we don't rule like him, but that he's being lenient even over there regarding the Ben Ashmashes of Rabbi Yehuda. Here next, Taiz de Maslow, Taiz begins. So again, we essentially, that Taiz had said that. Why do we say it like this? Is because we wanted to tell you, we didn't say both by Shabbos starting and ending, or by Truma, Tefillah and Achilah, because we wanted to tell you that even though Shabbos is Chamer, Bais is lenient, and but Allah is not like him, but by Truma is lenient, that he is stringent, and we are concerned with it. So here next place, the Maslik begins the words of the Gemara, Yudah Nasi, and he says, Shlishis Lachlitz, because the third trumpet blast, the Shofar blast, that was for taking off the Tefillah, which just could explain that according to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, when did they go ahead and light the candles for Shabbos? And so it has from a Gemara in Sanhedrin that doesn't sound like our Gemara over here. But the Rebbe said, according to Rabbi Hanasi, unlike the other Tanakama, he says the third trumpet blast was for the, not for the lighting the candles, but for taking off one's tefillah, which one does no more tefillah on Shabbos. Now, Pirush Rashi explains, the Rebbe said it was by the fourth trumpet blast out of the six. That was the one Lahadikas in there that was the sign that they should light the candles. And says Tais, so too it sounds like according to Rashi's interpretation that it's not one of the first two, let's say, that they light the candles, because the late Polygat had to come I see. We don't find that Yehuda has his dispute in any of the first two. He just disagrees on the third one. But moreover, the Amma B'Samach. The Gemara says shortly that Shni Lahadikas in there, one of the Amiram said to his son, that, oh, the second trumpet was assigned to light the candle. The Gemara says, come on, who's that like? Likr Nasim, Likr Yehuda Nasi. Which obviously, it sounds like that even according to Yehuda Nasi, from the first two blasts, you didn't do it for that lux in there. Obviously, if it wasn't by the third one, because the third one he took up its film, then it was by the fourth one, the way Rashi said. Because as Taisa says, but Likr Lameh Nami, you can say also that the truth is no. That it's not the fourth one that you lit the candle. Rather, it's by the third blast. But what I mean, doesn't he say you take up the film then? Oh, it says Taisus, maybe he'll say the Aflach was Tzlankama. Maybe what he was disagreeing with the Tanakama wasn't that he says that you don't light the candles, and it was just that he's also that's the sign to take up the Tzlankama. But then you also light the candle on the third one, because you can say that, because when they come up on the fact that the Gemara says And the Gimel, the Gemara amends that previous Amarok teaching and says, no, he told his son that it's by the third one. That's Lahadlik and Sanhedrin, like the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, Khan, who's that like? Says the Gemara, oh, that's Kreb Nasi. Lashman says, hey, that sounds like Babalik could be that Nasi, which is the other thing. Obviously, because he holds by the third blast, that only then you take off the tongue and you don't light the candle because you don't light the candle by the fourth trumpet blast. Now, but Tyson's Rukash is difficult because what do we see from here? We see that the taking off the tefillin is before the lighting of the candle. The tefillin is by the third one and the candle lighting is by the fourth one. So Rukash is difficult because the same parak Dal Misins at the end of the parak Dal Misins, and then that Samachas went out. He's remembering the story over there. That was a Chol Eliezer, and Eliezer became ill, and he was on his deathbed. Now, Ba'isa Hayim Erev Shabbos. That day was Erev Shabbos, right afternoon, and it was close to Shabbos. B'nechnes Hukkanes B'nei Lachwas Tzolim. So his son Hukkanes came in to take over his tzolim, because he's not supposed to wear tzolim on Shabbos. So Gur Ba'ovev V'yatzim in the Zikas. His father got upset at him, and his son was chased down the road. So Amalei, he said to his son, Heich Manich Neseskila, how could they leave something that's punishable by being stoned to death, which is the lighting of the candles of Shabbos, can't light them on Shabbos. Well, he's committed to Shabbos, and they're busy with something that's only rabbinic prohibition about the problem about wearing tefillin on Shabbos. How could he go ahead and be worried about the tefillin, which even if I didn't take it up would be rabbinic, and then, but to light candles when it might be dark, which is it's a skila of doing chilul Shabbos. So says Taisus Amar, what you see from that story is that Hadlakas Ner Koyin Lachalis Tzvon. You see from what his response was that first you light the Shabbos candles and then you take a Tzvon. So why are we here in our sugya? Do we say that the third blast is when they take up a Tzvon and only by the fourth one is when they light the candle? So it says here, what you could say is that no, truthfully, generally, when it's earlier in Arab Shabbos, at first you go ahead and you take up the Tzvon and then you light the Shabbos candles. But the Shani Hasma, that story was different. Because of the illness of Yazir, they delayed lighting the Shabbos candle. If you show your they were busy with the Shchimera, with the person on his deathbed. And it was very close to getting dark. And then they had no choice, so they started taking off his tefillin. But that's why Rabbi Yazir said over in that story, where it's very close to getting dark, he said, Yasik Besa Skillet Kaidim, that you should first be busy with lighting the Shabbos candle, which is more important because if you delay either one of them, the light in the candles once it's dark is Eseskila. Wearing tefillin on Shabbos is just rabbinic. And says Tesla Adrabba, to the contrary, Mishami Yeshrai, to there is actually a proof, not a question of what we're saying over here. The Chalisa's tefillin kedemis, that generally the tefillin being taken off is first. Where do you see that? Midrabsa Hurkinis Lachlach tefillin kemadlachadlaka, from the fact that his son wanted to take up the tefillin before the lighting of the candles. Mumistama Yedeim, like Tesla obviously he knew, Shekacha Yerigin Lasses, that was normally what they used to do. First you take up the tefillin, then you light the Shabbos candles. But that's in a regular Arab Shabbos. He thought that the same thing would be when it's close to getting dark, but that's why Rabbi Yehuda said to him, no, when it's close to getting dark, obviously you got to make sure the candles are lit before doing any other rabbinic problem. But one thing you see, but that in the general Arab Shabbos, that then you first take off the tefillin, like we're saying over here, and then you light the Shabbos candle. In the next place, the Masech says, again, the words of the Gemara, Sheish Tikiyas, there were six blasts that they would make every Arab Shabbos, which takes explained that all the tekiyas were as what's commonly known as tekiyah trua tekiyah. If the Brisa says these six blasts, so Taisa says Kamosha Pirish Bekundris. It's like the way Rashi says it. She taken tekiyah trua tekiyah that they would blow a tekiyah, which is a straight blast, and a trua, which is many small blasts together, and then a tekiyah. And they did that two times. That was the six blasts. Now Taisa says I've got big tzas mashal kaman. Although the Gemara later on makes it sound like the Shalosh Rishonim said the first three blasts tekiyah. Same old tekiyah is not tekiyah trua tekiyah. Because the Ketani, the words are Hisrulit Kaya Tkiya Shnia. Says they started blowing a second Tkiya. So it's nice Lavdafka Naka Tkiya. It's not precise when it says the word Tkiya. It just means in the way of a blast, but it's actually a true of the second one, not a Tkiya. And Machimachiach Paperka Chalil Sotu, it's obvious from the Gemara Sukkot of Nangimel Madaf Tetan. The Mishnah teaches over there that in Pedis and Machafa of Tkiya is by Mikdash. That every day in the basement Mikdash, there weren't less than 21 Shefa blasts. They receive it al memchas tkiyas, and they don't do more than 48 blasts. Now, b'chasha b'leis memchas, including that 48, are the sholosh lahaflas amamalachim. It's Arab Shabbos. They do three to stop the people from doing the work. From the Gemara, says, this that they're counting it as 48. Oh, masnik l'kav Yehuda. The mission is not l'kav Yehuda. Because it's not in the Brayis of Yehuda. I mean, he says, he doesn't say 21 and 48. He says, ha'pleichas al yitras mishabah. The least you could do is 7. And the most you could do is 16. And Farsh Digmo explains with Michael and Mike Tweak, what are they disagreeing about? They really hold you do the same amount of blasts. It's just a Rehuda Sabbath, Tekiah, True, Tekiah, Achasi. he considers every tekiah true tekiah as one. And therefore, essentially, you can divide the whole amount by three, because each one of those three is really one. So that's where you get his numbers of 7 and 16 versus the 21 and 48. But one thing says Tais is being gimel hafta zamam alach, with the three that stops people from doing work. Kul and tekiahs, they're all tekiahs, not tekiah true tekiah. Lama hayu rehud machshim makakas, and why would you consider them as one if it's not tekiah true tekiah is always one unit, even though the three plus is one. But how could you consider them as one if it was three tekiahs and not tekiah true tekiah? Obviously, that this is like the point that Tais is saying, that the first three tekiahs were also tekiah true tekiah, and this that it said tekiah by the second one was not precise, as he proves from the Gemara and the Chalak. Now, here next Tais the Mask, this is again the words of the Gemara. I have a time when the Braisa, Sheif, Metal, Mechula, but Sheif, you're allowed to move, and Chatzit is not, which Tais comes to explain. Is a Sheif a Mukta? And if it is Mukta, then for what types of purposes are you allowed to move it? The Gemara had asked, this that we said in the first Braisa brought, that the Chazana Knesset, the Shamish, is not allowed to move the Sheif after he blows it to take it to his house, from a Braisa that says you're allowed to move a Sheif around Shabbos. So Tais asks, Tais wonders, Tinglery. So it's a wonder to the reed. What's the Gemara's question? As if these two braises are contradictory. But ha'karchuch, obviously you would have to make the following chiluk, the following separation. Hi, the shari letal to shayfer. But even this that we know that you're allowed to move a shayfer, even according to the opinion that says you're allowed to, hi, letal gufo, that's what's called if you're moving it for the utility of the to use the shayfer itself. Oy, letal chukam, or what's called that if you want to use the place where it's at. Because the mecham letal, to move it from the sun to the shade, which is only to protect the shavuot that it shouldn't get damaged, that a fellow Reb Shimon also, even Reb Shimon, who is from the more lenient interpretation of Mokhtzah, he holds that's forbidden. Rabbi Shavar himself, not like Tesis, like I'm going to explain shortly, in the different Tesis, the Shefer Malach L'Issahu, that Shefer is something that its utility is generally for a prohibited thing, which is as a musical instrument, which is forbidden to be used on Shabbos. And the only way that you're allowed to use it is if you're using it, even the Malklisha Malach Melissa, generally used for a prohibited thing, if you're using it for a permitted purpose, like Tzarech Guf Mekami, then it's permitted. So that's the Bryce that says Yolanda Mubi Shayfer obviously is only for Tzarech Guf Mekami. Well, Bryce, the Lel Dos Let's Name, we can very easily answer the contradiction. The Bryce that said previously that he's not going to go ahead and move it to hide it, Haina Mekam Latzak, is that the category of moving it from the sun to the shade, which is just to protect it? That's like moving a hoe which it shouldn't get stolen, which the Gemara brings in a parakol. It came later in the Chavdama Beis. That's called moving it for no constructive, for Shabbos purpose, which is from the sun to the shade, which is forbidden. So what do you mean? So what's the contradiction? The one that says you're allowed to move it is L'tzarech Guf Mekami. The one that says Aser is to hide it. Like it says, let's nia is what's called Mecham L'tzarech, which is forbidden. So Maimari, the Reis says, yes, that could be an answer, but the Mashmalei, the Gemara understood the also the previous Bryce that said it's forbidden for him to move the Shefer, that it was a fill itself move from the coming. I think more ultimately ends up saying, according to that Tana, which we explained it's going like, that's even if you're moving it for it itself or for its place. How do we know this? But the Tana, in fact, the words are Lefisha Imet Talto, and it's not allowed to move it. And the Lake Tana doesn't say Lefisha Imet Sni, and that you're not allowed to go ahead and hide it, which that would tell us, because that's like Mecham Letel. No, it sounds like you can't move it for any purpose, even itself move from coming, and therefore that was the contradiction. Now, but then Tais says, if they're maybe going to say, the Kiva, the Ari Hacha, so in a sense, we're saying that what we're talking about over here, of Hod, the Talta Shaifer, even the Bryce says, you're allowed to move the Shaifer, as we explained before, Haim Letzel, move it only if you're moving it for it itself, like you want to use it to use the Shaifer, let's say, to draw the water for the child. So in case if that's the case, Chat Tais says, about Imetal. Now, how do we understand the other half of the Lach of this Bryce? I said, oh, but the trumpets, oh, that you're not allowed to move. Why not allowed to move the trumpets? If you're going to use Letzel, Guv Mekame, that should also be permitted. Says Tais of Hashem, what you could say is the Chatzait is Mukta Yesim Hashem. No, because trumpets are more Mukta than Shefer. And the reason is Kemeshav Hashem, like I'm going to also explain shortly in the different Taises, because it's not fit to even have the permitted Malacha like a Shefer. You can't even use it for having the child to drink, and therefore it's forbidden to move it, even the child Gufay Mekana. But that's all according to what Taises' premise was, that even a Shefer is Klishim Achta Lesim. And if they wanted to know, that why can't you make the differentiation, Hamletel, and regarding itself with Mekame, and also what's the difference between that and the trumpet. But in meanwhile, what Tais says, Mekech Pesha Kuntras, from Rashi's interpretation that he writes, but specifically the trumpets, the Chatzaitis, which are Klisha Machti Le'issa, writes Rashi, only did by Chatzaitis. Therefore, he's not going to move it, but Beshevi doesn't write that. Much it sounds like the Sheva Malachal Hatta, that Rashi understood that a Sheva is what's called a Kli, that it's Malacha, its designated use is when it's permitted, and therefore you're allowed to move in all situations. And therefore the Gemara's question obviously makes sense, that you cannot say, oh, the one Brice with Tumah Chamel itself, another one with Tumah Chamel, because we're not talking about something that is has their prescription of Mechamel itself, because remember, it's Malach to Leheter, and you're allowed to move it in all situations. So Tais has told us that the Shefer is a Klishel Malach to Leisser, but still you can't answer that the one that says you're allowed to move it, the Tzav Gumbakami, the one that's Asa, is to hide it, because that Brisa sounds like you cannot move Mechamel in all situations. But he brings from Rashi that it sounds like Rashi holds that a Shefer is Klishel Malach to Leheter, and therefore obviously it makes sense to Gemara's question, because then you cannot make a differentiation. You don't need the Tzav Gumbakami to say it's Mutter, and that it would be Asr, it wouldn't be Asr, if it was Mechamel itself.